Hello there. I've been having a bit of a rant of late because I discovered that a lot of people don't even have a single goal set up in Google Analytics. So I was thinking this is terrible. I've been telling everybody they should set up goals. And then somebody said to me, "Well, why should we?" To which the answer, of course, is, "Oh, I can think of loads and loads and loads of reasons why you should set up goals in Google Analytics." But they said, "Well, tell me some." So I thought, okay. And I'll tell you what, although there are loads, I will confine myself to just three different categories of goals. Now, the first one is I think you should set up goals because they allow you to measure, assess the type of traffic that's coming to your site, type of traffic that doesn't do something like actually buy, visitors who come along but do things like look at a product page or use one of your cross-sell or upsell features or maybe even add to cart. You can get a lot of insight into people who are clearly about to buy something but don't actually buy it. And then you can look at the sources, compare the sources that are sending you these visitors and find the keywords or referring sites or social campaigns which are bringing you higher value visitors than others, and then you know where you can concentrate your efforts in order to attract the right type of people who are clearly very, very interested in your products. So that's one type of direct commercial benefit that you can get out of goals, which wouldn't be so easy to do, almost impossible to do, in fact, without using those goals. Now, the second area of where goals come in handy, I think, is once people are on the site. You can use goals to assess how well your site is doing in terms of persuading them to buy, and what features, what aspects of your site may in fact be adding to the friction and preventing them buying. So, as I said, you can measure the benefits of, you can assess which cross-sells and upsell features, which extra product configurators, whatever it may be, all those type of features, which ones are being used and are useful. And then on the other side of the coin, you can watch out for things like 404 errors or other errors, treat them as goals, spot when they're happening, and see what you can do to reduce the conversion rate for those. So those are two very clear commercial benefits: getting more customers to your site and making sure that your site is optimized for persuading them to buy and not preventing them from buying. Now, the third area I'll go into with goals is, I admit, more of an indirect benefit, which is that goals are a feature which permeate Google Analytics. They're there on so many different reports. But what's more, if you're setting up funnels as well as goals, each goal has a funnel, you'll find there's a whole load of very, very interesting metrics, such as what they call goal starts, what they really ought to call funnel starts, goal abandons, and goal abandon rates, and so on. Now, this type of metric can be very, very handy for understanding the processes on your site, the way people are interacting with it. The other good thing about setting up goals is you can; those are all available in custom reports, and of course also in custom dashboards. The other great thing I find is that once you've got goals set up, you can use them, as I've explained in another post, on custom dashboards, so that you can assemble a whole load of metrics in one place and present each one of them with a sparkline, a chart, if you like, in a way which is almost impossible to do if you haven't got goals. You get a whole series of charts on one page. And the other thing, while we're talking on visualization and the way Google Analytics can use goals to give you a much greater insight into what's going on and enable you to sort of help you to understand the information and get a grip and insight into what's happening, is of course the wonderful new goal flow visual goal visualize goal what do they call it goal flow visualization report, which is truly stunning. So there's three different types of benefits there, which I think are only available if you use Google Analytics goals. Two of them directly commercial, one of them slightly indirectly commercial, but all geared towards very key, significant commercial benefits. So that's why I think you should use goals in GA.